This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Must hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN as we roll on Sabres Live on this game day as Buffalo is in Tampa tonight. With Marty, I'm Brian, and Darren is looking very casual. Is it a casual trade deadline this year, Dregs, for you? You're looking, no?
No, I'm just disheveled. I've lost my glasses.
No, they're on your head.
No, are they?
Well, no, maybe they're not. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, I don't know what the I don't know what's going on. Other than my phone is buzzing. I mean, and it's not like there's been a ton of activity today already. I mean, we saw the New Jersey trade acquiring Dumoulin, but it's more in the tail chasing that goes on this time of year, right? And I feel like that has to be what drives our sources, general managers, agents, everybody associated bonkers, because it's just a full-on carpet bomb. That's literally what we're doing, because, you know, we're chasing leads and sometimes it's speculation on social media and all of that. So, I mean, I had to look down to see what kind of shirt I was wearing. So that's, and by the way, we had that regional game last night, Toronto at Vegas, and because of our friends at TNT and their doubleheader, it was a 10:23 p.m. puck drop, so it was a late one.
I actually think they like ended up having to push it because it wasn't the Rangers. They went to overtime to Washington. It delayed everything. You guys were on late. I was watching you and O-Dog and Cheryl and Duthie for a little bit. And, you guys did a good job, but the game was snooze fast. Like, it was 4-0 early in the second. It was awful. I'm sorry to say that. But talking about the Leafs. Are they making a move for a center? Like, there's Lawton that's out there with the Flyers. There's Braden Schenn. Ryan Donato is in the rumor mill. And, like, he scored again with Chicago. Like, yeah, I mean, Rantanen, there's centers available this year. What's happening there?
Yeah, I mean, that's where Toronto's focus is on center ice. And, you know, I said this last night. I mean, again, social media wants to connect the Toronto Maple Leafs to the possibility of Mikko Rantanen. What I would say is, you know, if it was presented to Toronto and there was an opportunity, a way for them to do it, of course they'd have to consider it. I keep being told that it's highly, highly, highly unlikely. And, you know, even though, again, reportedly, as we know, Carolina has stepped up their aggressiveness to investigate what the market is for Mikko Rantanen, you know, even the teams that are heavily involved aren't convinced that he's going to be traded by the Hurricanes. I mean, I checked an hour ago, unless there's a sudden change, he's expected to play tonight for the Carolina Hurricanes. So there's no asset management that is going to be applied unless something changes and you're getting closer to a deal, or Tom Dundon comes down, the owner, and says, we're trading this guy because we're not letting that type of value walk out at the end of the season. So now back to Toronto. You know, until Doug Armstrong, the St. Louis Blues, absolutely say with certainty that Braden Schenn is not available, then guys like Brad Treliving are going to continue to peck away. And if you're Doug Armstrong, why would you do that? I mean, the deadline is 3 o'clock Eastern. Maybe somebody steps up. Maybe there's another Western Conference team like LA or another team that doesn't get Mika Rantanen, whatever, that feels like they've got the roster assets that make a difference to the St. Louis Blues. And Doug has to reconsider that. Hmm. We know Toronto is willing to give up two, maybe even all three of those prospect kids, like Minton, Cowan, Ben Danford, who's a defenseman. Is that enough, given that they're not quite NHL ready? Don't know, but that's what Treliving is waiting for. And then on top of that, he's waiting for the Brock Nelson scenario to finally unfold. And It sure sounds like Lou Lamoriello, the general manager of the Islanders, is going to exhaust every trick he has to try and convince Brock Nelson to stay with the Islanders. I don't think he's going to stay, but out of respect to Lou, the player and his representative are willing to go through the process here and allow Lou to also then create a bigger market than the one that already exists, which is significant in Brock Nelson. So that's kind of where Toronto is and circling around center ice.
You'd hate to see those tears go to waste, but we'll see.
I had another joke. I thought that maybe Lou is waiting to see if Cal Clutterbuck will come back from his appearance on TV, and Matt Martin, maybe he wants to have a bigger role.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. First of all, really good update for someone who's allegedly disheveled. That was impressive,
yes.
Wrapping it around the entire league. So thank you for that. Obviously, our audience here on Sabres Live wants to know what follows the Greenway extension yesterday as it pertains to any player in any contract situation with Buffalo approaching tomorrow.
Well, I know that Kevin Adams is grinding away at Jason Zucker. And you know, the message that I got probably around Tuesday was, you know, because look, I think we can all appreciate why there'd be trade interest in both Greenway and in Zucker, right? Aside from the bigger names that have been speculated on to this point all season long. But I kept getting the same response from Buffalo. Hey, look, these are valued pieces here moving forward. And unless we feel like there's just no deal to be made, we're going to continue to push and grind and negotiate. And they were successful in getting Greenway. I'll tell you guys, like, the reason I kept circling around Buffalo and Greenway is because of the market that would have been there via trade for him. Mm. Now, how do you know exactly what you're getting back until you officially put that piece in play? But he's got a skill set that a lot of teams around the league, contending teams around the league, you know, have a lot of time for. And then you look at the experience of Jason Zucker, and that would be attractive to many as well. But it's attractive to the Buffalo Sabres. So that then takes us back to some of the bigger names that we've speculated on. And, you know, why should Buffalo, aside from the predicament that they're in yet again as a non-playoff team, be in a full sell-off mode? They shouldn't be. They should be maintaining some of the pieces that they have and trying to keep and convince players that Buffalo is a good place to play. And they were successful in doing that with Greenway. Maybe they're successful in doing that with Zucker. So now you go back to the Cousins and the Byrams and the Tucks and the Paterkas. Well, if you're Adams, unless somebody blows your socks off, why are you trading those pieces? You're not. You know, unless you're getting pieces back. That, and look, there's nothing wrong with the shakeup, is there? Right? I mean, that's if you're open to a big move, and we know that Adams is, then the motivation for doing that is not just the players you're getting back, but it's a change. Mm-hmm. It's a change. It's a different, fresh look. You know, maybe that's some influence from Lindy Ruff, who looks at his roster and doesn't like what he sees on a nightly basis. I don't know. But that would be the value that I'd be looking at if I were the general manager. But I don't get the sense, and a lot can change, again, with a phone call here, a lot can change. I don't get the sense that they're close at this stage on any of those big names.
Yeah, I don't think they are close. But at the same time, I don't think why they would trade Paterka and Tuck. And you know, you talk about Byram, and we'll see. But two names that I would think maybe would be in the conversation, if anything, maybe internally, would be Power and Samuelson. Is that something that is could be quiet. Like, I haven't heard from anybody saying, all right, Power's in play or Samuelson in play.
No.
But GMs are so good at keeping it quiet. Would you be surprised if those names surfaced at some point later today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be shocked because, I remember poking around on this with Pat Brisson, specifically on Power, but we're going back a few weeks ago now. And, I'm not quoting Pat, but, I mean, his response was, I just don't see it. I mean, why would they do it? So, I don't feel like it doesn't feel like you fall into a trade like that. And if you're having that trade, you'd probably want somebody as experienced as the agent, in this case, Pat Brisson, to be involved. Keep in mind, this is the guy that helped architect and facilitate the trade of Seth Jones from the Chicago Blackhawks, to the Florida Panthers. And that was some nifty work by everybody involved, including, of course, the general managers and Billy Zito and Kyle Davidson. But for Florida to get Seth Jones at a $7 million cap hit, I mean, that's creativity across the board. So you would want, if you're Buffalo, whatever the maximum rate of return is going to be for Owen Power, I think they look at Owen and they see that he needs to be and will be and maybe is to a point, a cornerstone. So let's not get intoxicated by the deadline here, which is, 25, 26 hours away? You know, when you go into free agency and not as a shopper, you go into the summer looking at an entire landscape of 31 other clubs who are now in the same position. So why would you short yourself in moving a name like that at the trade deadline? If you're even remotely considering it, you wait until you've got a full audience in the offseason to see what actually is available, again, if you're willing to consider something that dramatic.
Well, it's a fascinating time to try to answer what you just said, like why do it now as opposed to summer? But you can never truly know what the market bears based on who you're, like, this all comes back to yesterday's Tampa deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's not a team in the league, presumably, that parts with two first rounders for those two players. But Tampa will. And
Tampa parted with five picks for Tanner Janot 1 year. I mean,
they did. Care. Thank you. This is amazing. So I think it's amazing. This arms race in the Atlantic, and obviously Buffalo's taking on Tampa tonight and Florida on Saturday. I don't want to narrow it down just to these teams like Toronto, which you led with.
Yeah.
But like, who has improved the most so far with deals in the last few weeks? Because a month ago, we would have said Carolina with Rantanen, would we not?
Yeah, probably. But I'm also reminded, Duffer, as you're setting the table there, of the length of conversation and negotiation that went into Jack Eichel to the Vegas Golden Knights. And we've had this chat before. I mean, that was several months in the works there. Mm-hmm. So, hey, look, I mean, we only know what we know. And if Kevin has had lots of conversations about Owen Power or Samuelson, well, then so be it. Maybe you do get to the line that we're at right now, which is the NHL trade deadline. It just... Again, I'm reminded of the conversation I had with the agent, Pat Brisson. It's worthy of reinvestigating, but Buffalo needs roster players back. Mm-hmm. So who is stepping up and tearing apart their roster? A team that, you know, would want Owen Power, as an example, to be part of a deeper playoff push. Who is giving up the roster assets to do? Who can afford to do that would be the question that I, and the reason that I'm apprehensive a deal like that of that magnitude is actually there.
One last one for me. Will the Oilers acquire a goalie? And then if your answer is no, should the Oilers acquire a goalie?
And why won't it obviously be John Gibson, who's hurt again?
Again, yeah.
And look, I mean, those around John Gibson have been trying for several months, maybe longer than that, to connect John Gibson to the Edmonton Oilers or the Carolina Hurricanes. And, you know, if you look at Stan Bowman, I'll give him credit. He's pushed back and he said, the tandem we have is the same tandem that helped us to game 7 of the Stanley Cup final last year. It's not on the goalies. Well, I mean, yeah, I can appreciate that. I mean, defensively as a team, they haven't been good, certainly not good enough, which, again, stresses out and puts too much pressure on your goaltender. But the end of the day, isn't that what goaltending is for? To be your last line of defense, to make the saves when you need them to make the saves and not let in one, two, three real bad ones in a night? I mean, Edmonton pretty obviously outscores their mistakes when McDavid and Draisaitl and Hyman and Nuge and all of their offensive weapons are clicking, and they're not clicking right now. Now, I know that group pretty well, and the sense is that they're seeing signs in Connor's game that is showing them that he's coming out of this funk, you know, and not just the goal the other night, but he's coming out of it. And normally, historically, that has been a great sign for the Edmonton Oilers because he's the head of the snake. I mean, he literally drags them into the fight in every way. But they do need to add. You know, they're looking for a defenseman. I think that they had interest in Dumoulin, who ends up in New Jersey. Probably the cost was too high. I think they like Riley Smith to add a little bit of experience up front. So I do think Stan Bowman is going to do something. But the reality of that situation, to wrap up here, is they're handcuffed by Evander Kane.
Yeah.
You know,
is he going to move?
Well, that's, you know, I think they'd love to trade his contract. Of course they would, because that frees up the space. Right. And if he's not willing to do that, then, and he's working hard, by the way, to try and get back, you know, I don't think they'd have to build a too heavy case to say that he's not going to be ready before game one of the playoffs. Problem is, those around him think that he thinks he's going to be ready before the playoffs start. Well, now you got a cap problem you're the Oilers. So that's certainly the tricky scenario for Bowman right now.
All right, we got to fly, take a break on this game day. Darren, thanks for the insight, and good luck with the deadline tomorrow.
Buckle up, fellas. Hopefully Buffalo is busy.
The not disheveled Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN. We're back after this.